or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Shoot, I might just twist our guest right to the 30 after, because then we got Mike Adams coming on. I got a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to. It's all just crazy. Whatever tyrannical governments have done in the past, the crooks that run ours are taking it, dusting it off, updating it, and using it. It's just, we've got cancer as a country and as a world. It's called the New World Order. 1776 worldwide is the solution. We have James Wesley Rawls, best-selling author, our guest. We're going to go to your calls in the next segment. Let's get into a few practical basics people can do now. Because the most common call I get is, I live in a city. I make, you know, $12 an hour. My wife does. You know, we got a comfortable blue-collar existence, but that's it. We don't have money for anything. What do we do?
Well, I recommend that people reorder their budget priorities. It's time for people to do away with their cable TV subscription. It's time for them to sell their flat-screen television, sell their jet ski, get back to the basics, try to work down your debt, and stock up on all the basics. Your, you know, all your staple foods, get a good reliable weapon, practice with it, train with it to the best of your ability. If you can't afford to go to a top-flight school like Frontsight or Gunsight or Thunder Ranch, then at least get training locally through your local NRA affiliate. Get involved with the Appleseed program. They offer excellent training. But get your basics squared away. If you don't have a six-month supply of your family's food for your family squared away, you're behind the power curve. If you don't have the money for that, you need to you know, sell your Hummel collection, sell your stamp collection, whatever it takes. Skip taking your vacation this year and reprioritize your budget and get those basics squared away. Get a good quality water filter. Make arrangements to, if you live in a typical suburban house, to set up your downspout so you can capture rainwater off your roof. Get squared away with non-hybrid gardening seeds. If you don't have fencing to keep deer out, get the fencing in. You're going to have to plan through all these different things to be ready for the tough times ahead.
And by the way, like you said, you can do the rainwater thing into barrels incredibly inexpensively. And I've got a rainwater collection system. It's just incredibly good water. Comes off my metal roof into it. I've got great water.
Yeah, I highly recommend that. And for anyone who lives in you know, out in West Texas, for example, who lives in a fairly arid area, if you don't have photovoltaics and are set up to pump water from a well with that, you know, 6 months out of the year, you're going to be out of luck. So it's important that people get those things squared away. And the available supplies on these things are actually fairly thin. You know, the number of companies that do long-term storage food, there's just a handful of them. If the demand were to double, and instead of 1% of the population preparing, 2% prepared, the long-term storage food manufacturers could be completely overwhelmed.
And that's starting to already happen.
Yeah, and ditto, though, for people who make photovoltaics. There just aren't enough companies out there and enough panels on hand. And unfortunately, most of the systems that are going in right now are grid-tied systems that can't revert to standalone operation because they're all that people are sucking from the government teat and they want their tax deduction and they can only do that with a grid-tied system.
And notice government only gives you a tax deduction when you tie into them.
Right. So people need to, reprioritize their budgets, sell off the frippery, and get those beans, bullets, and Band-Aids squared away. I have a lot of details at my blog site. Again, it's survivalblog.com. All the archives are available free of charge. Just dig in and team up with like-minded people.
Exactly. Stay there. Back in 3 minutes.
A
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alice Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Mike Adams is popping in with the Agenda 21 attack on your farm animals, calling them invasive species. Armed men show up for just regular breeds of pigs, shoot them, and then give you giant fines or arrest you. No warrants, no nothing. All confirmed at InfoWars.com right now. Top story. Mike Adams is going to be popping in for about 10 minutes via video Skype. He's the guy that broke it over at Natural News. And then I'm going to show you the high-def footage and audio of our crew with the chicken farmer on his own land. The city kept annexing areas, said you're not allowed to have chickens. He was loving the community. Blew his house up. And the police told us you're not allowed to go on the city council building. Big, giant, capital-sized thing. That's all on tape. Before, it was just our reporters, you know, calling in, talking about it. They're now here. They're back, got back Saturday. And so we're going to premiere that coming up on the nightly news. I'm going to get into the big attacks on the Internet. Don't think you can just use and have the Internet like it's always going to be here. I mean, I was reading the Cybersecurity Act that makes SOPA look tame, and it just says we'll do whatever we want. We'll shut your website down for any reason. Internet IDs, Cass Sunstein says, arrest people that disagree with man-made global warming. I mean, these are authoritarians, but they've learned the art to like pose as liberals or to pose as conservatives and act real friendly and have an ice cream cone like Warren Buffett does in most photo ops, or you know, be like talk with an NPR lisp. That is a Delphi technique. Well, that's a technique specifically of getting people to tell you what they think and then going, oh, we'll do what you want. You know, you ask the crowd, what do you want? We want vanilla ice cream. And you go, well, I heard what you wanted. You want strawberry. But they just, as long as they say it, and that, I want to go to some calls with our guest. And by the way, we sell his book, Survivors, James Wesley Rawls. He's an expert, former Army intelligence captain, best-selling author, and he runs survivalblog.com as well. But I want to get your take on that, just the sickening psyop. Do you agree with me? I mean, I know it's their cover, but this whole non-threatening act they do to get you to comply, then if you don't, they sick the men in black uniforms on you. But it's just this whole non-threatening cover.
Yes, I agree. The modus operandi seems to be, it's what Mark from Michigan used to refer to as the iron fist in the velvet glove. And what we're seeing is the velvet glove. We're seeing, you know, all this mamby-pamby, green revolution, kumbaya, all this whole mindset of global village, you know, all plays together to try to put a happy face on tyranny.
That's it. Let's go to some phone calls. John in Texas, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Jones. Thank you for doing all that you do. Mr. Rawls, I have a few questions for you.
Sure, go ahead. One at a time, please.
Okay, one at a time. Thank you. A bit overwhelming. If I try to talk to my family and try to warn them about things that are going on, things that Mr. Jones talk about daily, and I get laughed at, they call me crazy. I show them documents that I print off from the printer and show them. One of my questions is, when would it be time to say, if it's not going to get any better, it's going to get much worse, when is it time for me to abandon my home and go somewhere else?
Wow.
And I know you've already answered
You don't want to give up a paying job in a down economy until you develop another income stream. You know, my blog is all oriented toward encouraging people to move to lightly populated rural farming areas that are well removed from major population centers. But, you know, that's not going to work for everybody. A lot of people have either family situations or work situations where they have to stay where they are. If you can develop another income stream or find a job in a lightly populated area, I recommend you go ahead and make the move now. But to throw away a good-paying job in today's down economy, I think is foolish. You really don't want to make the move until you have another income.
Exactly. You want to start building with just the firearm, the water, being prepared, warning others, they'll laugh at you now, not later, and then begin
right.
to start looking for areas. Where could I go somewhere rural? And even if the job pays less, it costs less to live there. And so just start developing a plan.
I agree wholeheartedly. And it's important that people think these things through, be prayerful about it, because you want to have God's guidance on this. And once you're committed, though, then go ahead. Then it's time to, you know, go ahead, sell your house, make the move. And it's important to make a move fairly soon because, you know, I get so many emails from people who say, oh, well, I have this cabin prepared out in the woods in the Poconos or wherever, and I'll pull through just fine there. But people don't realize how long it takes to build up for self-sufficiency. You need to plant fruit and nut trees. That takes years. You need to practice gardening in that particular climate. That takes time and experience. You need to learn how to how to cook on a wood stove. You don't learn that sort of thing just overnight. So it's important that you make the move and start living.
And you need to meet the neighbors because because you don't want to even really at first be a little friendly, but you're really just getting intelligence on them. You'll find out who's good, and you'll find out also who's a little global minion. And believe me, they're out there too.
Right, and if you don't want to be the expendable new guy, the guy who just blew into town at the 11th hour, just before everything fell apart, you want to become part of the community. You want to get involved in the local EMT or fire department, or, you know, volunteer fire department, for example. It's important to be part of the community because you want to be seen as an insider, not an outsider.
Exactly. All right, God bless you. I hope that answers your excellent question, John. And what about people that are handicapped? What about, I mean, they are going to be in deep trouble.
Well, yeah, I get letters all the time from people who have sleep apnea, people who have chronic medical conditions. You need to plan ahead for all those. People who are diabetics, for example. A lot of I get the same questions over and over again from people who are diabetic, for example. It's like, well, how do I keep my insulin cold? Well, do you have photovoltaics? Or do you have a good old-fashioned Cervell propane-powered refrigerator?
Or do you know how to go dig a 10-foot hole into the stone under your house to keep it cold in there?
Right, yeah. People need to think these things through. If they have particular medical needs, they need to plan for them. I mean, even just people who wear prescription glasses need to plan ahead. And there's places like Zini Optical on the Internet, and I've linked to them at my website, where you can literally buy four pairs of glasses for $30. People need to think through their own particular needs for their own particular medical conditions, their own requirements, their own physical conditions, the climates that they can handle living in, and so forth. Think all these things through.
Yeah, just think about Katrina. The government can't and won't protect you. And if this country had 10 Katrinas at once, and that's kind of what a depression's like, it's just going to degenerate. I mean, you had many of the police there robbing local stores, folks. So in a lot of areas, obviously not like New Orleans, but, heaven help us. Because the government is trying to recruit either low-grade morons or criminals right now. And it's a big threat. Houston, in Texas. That's kind of a pun. Welcome, Houston.
Yes, I got a question for him. I'm down here trucking right now, and I was going to see if he had any advice for us truckers out here that say it went down right now. You know, all electricity and all that went down. We couldn't get no fuel, no nothing, and we'd be, I'm running coast to coast, we'd be far from the house. So do you have any ideas what to do on that?
Well, in terms of planning ahead for fuel, I recommend that people buy the biggest propane tank they can find. If they have any vehicles that are diesel-engined, put in a big diesel tank. There's really no point in putting in a huge gas tank for unleaded gasoline because it doesn't store more than 3 or 4 years tops, even with a stabilizer. But if you've got the budget, stock up on propane because it stores indefinitely. Stock up on diesel fuel because it'll store for 10-plus years. You want to add an antimicrobial like Pri-D to it to make it store better. But fuel storage is crucial, especially for people who live up in the northern states. If you don't have 3 or 4 cords of firewood stacked up, you're behind the power curve. You really need to.
Yeah, good old-fashioned wood is the way to go. And
yeah.
If everything starts crumbling, it's going to be hard to get the wood. So you need to get it now.
Yeah, and people need to think ahead in terms of having gasoline for their chainsaws and spare chains and gas stabilizer and especially two-stroke oil for mixing chainsaw gas.
People will get this.
That's going to be like gold.
Absolutely. People that are obsessed with guns get obsessed about other things that you need to survive.
People should be just as obsessed about communications equipment, about first aid gear, about fuel storage, about gardening. They need to have that same level of interest because if you're only fixated on guns, you don't have a complete set of preparations. In fact, you're setting yourself up to be part of the problem because if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. Okay, and if you only have guns, you're going to end up being part of the problem. You're going to end up preying on your neighbors if you can't garden for your own food or raise your own livestock.
Yeah, that's really a terrible thing. It's what the studies that I know the U.S. Army's done them and other governments groups have done them. What is it? Within 7 days, most people without food become total criminals. Within 10 days, they start becoming just rampaging killers. And within 15, what is it, like 98% become cannibals?
It could come down to that, yes. That's one of the things I described in my novel.
Yeah, and then, of course, films like The Road.
Unfortunately, if you really want to see human nature, The Road did a really good job of showing it at its real core. Because, I'm a Christian, and I'm going to do my very best to act in a Christian manner and be charitable to others. But when you come right down to it, if you peel back all the layers of civilization, what's underneath is what you saw in The Road. it's not very pretty underneath.
Now, see, I wouldn't kill people for myself, but I probably would for my children. I'll be honest. I mean, I might start roasting people. I'm being sarcastic, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
We're going to have a totally jam-packed final 30 minutes here in the next segment. Mike Adams pops in for about 10 minutes, and I'm going to premiere the footage they shot of the police telling them they couldn't go in the building there in Roswell, Georgia. And some other incredible news. So much of it we never even get to on the air. It's all at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, the featured news is coming in so fast, I'm going to add a link saying top stories at the top of the site so that all the articles we're writing and the research goes there, so people start clicking on that. Another thing is Infowars.com/feed. That's the RSS feed. That gets a lot of stuff that rolls off. We just got to re-engineer the site because there's so much information up there. And so many times an incredible article just goes away. Mr. Rawls, we were talking during the break, and you were discussing the IRA versus an American resistance and the difference is firearms. Briefly, tell folks about that.
Sure. As I mentioned, in the peace process in Northern Ireland, a few years back, it all came down to just a few hundred guns when they were trying to decommission the IRA units. And we're talking 200 or 300 guns was all that it took to hold up the peace process. Here, by contrast, in the United States, we have millions of guns. In fact, more than a million are being sold every month in the United States going into private hands.
I've seen numbers of over 5 million guns sold.
Yeah, it's a huge number of guns. It's absolutely impossible to disarm the American people. And any globalist who has some fantasy of disarming the American people is absolutely deluded. It's never going to happen. Even if 95% or 98% of our population foolishly turned in their guns, there still would be more than enough guns to engage in a war of resistance here in the United States.
So, well, let's say there's 200.
That's not my concern.
Let's say there's 200 million new guns. I mean, it's the last 20 years or so, but really, it's more like 400 million. They estimate good working guns out there.
Right.
And let's say there's 160 million gun owners. It's growing. Let's say 1% decides to fight. We're talking about what is that? 1,600,000 people.
Yeah, that's four times the size of our military. I mean, the numbers would be totally lopsided, and for a guerrilla warfare situation, you don't even have to fight at a one-to-one ratio. So there's absolutely no way that, and I described this in my novel Patriots and in its sequel Survivors, there's no way that the American people could ever be disarmed. And even if there is an attempt to disarm them, they'll
I was about start to
a
say.
War that can't be won. It'll be a guerrilla war that there's only one logical conclusion, one inevitable conclusion, that is that our constitutional republic will be restored.
Well, the enemy's using psyops instead, but that's not working anymore. Congress has a 9% approval rating, and I don't ever want it to go to this, but let's say they arrest Alex Jones, disappear me. You know it's a hardcore tyranny. All this just continues. They start trying to come and pick people up. If you've got 1%, and it's going to be way more than that, I think it'll probably be 10% of gun owners at some point will resist. But if 1%, 1,600,000, went out and simply went after one bad guy and then never were seen again, boom, you're talking about Mark Corney, he uses the moose hunting license. You have to get in a lottery just to maybe get the moose hunting license. It's not like... My point is they always show the military all these weapons. Most of the military I talk to are awakened on our side more than the general public. And so this idea of, oh, we can't fight the government if it comes to that, I don't want that because the globalists will sit offshore and let the civil war drag on. I would rather, with the truth, psyop them and get them to join reality. But if the system goes to some Soviet-Russia-type deal, this is not going to be like the NKVD and nobody would stand up to them, and Alexander Solzhenitsyn bemoan that.
Yes, we have a different situation here in the States. Again, if a guerrilla war situation ever develops, God help anyone who tries to enforce tyranny on the United States. It won't last long.
Yeah, the system's set up all the tyranny now. They're just not fully implementing. They're kind of like waiting at the edge of a cliff.
Yeah, the bureaucratic approach, the incremental approach, seems to have been working for them. But if they try to implement anything in a hurry, there'll be a huge backlash.
But that's the issue. Even the incremental at a certain point hits a flashpoint, and it's coming to that.
I think we are approaching it, yes. Well, I'll be praying for all your listeners, Alex, that they put themselves in the right place at the right time with the right people.
Yeah, we didn't even get to many of the calls. Promise us in the next month or so you'll come back and just take calls.
Okay, I'll be happy to.
Let me say bye to you in the break. Folks, get his book at Infowars.com or at bookstores everywhere. Survivors, a novel of the coming collapse. Great to give this to friends and family to get them thinking. Available at Infowars.com or SurvivalBlog.com. We'll be right back with Mike Adams and more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here. Back weeknights, of course, with InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock every evening. I'm going to have some special reports tonight, and Aaron Dykes is also going to be on the show, and we have some of the Oklahoma City investigators there with April 19th coming up, the date of the United Nations globalist bombing, so they could demonize the American people. Just a brief interview now, breaking news at naturalnews.com. It's also one of the top stories at infowars.com. And that is, Michigan government unleashes armed raids on small pig farmers, forces farmer to shoot all his own pigs, saying they're an invasive species. And they wrote it where they said black hair, brown hair, red hair, or any other trait they say could be connected to being feral, they kill them. Well, all pigs, if they get out over time, grow longer hair and tusks. It's all the same thing, and this is a new way to shut down small farms and ranches, and the UN said they'll do this. They're going to start, they're saying dogs and cats are invasive. So without warrants, they did this. It's amazing. Joining us from his evil farm is Mike Adams, the health ranger. Mike, we were conspiracy theorists saying the law read they were going to send armed people out without warrants and kill pigs and arrest people. But it's now beginning. Instead of stopping the feral pigs that have been out there for 100 years, they're saying pigs in pens are bad. Government uses any crisis for a power grab. Mike Adams.
Yeah, 1 week ago, Alex, we had Mark Baker on your show. He was one of the featured guests, and he described what was happening there in Michigan. And I remember seeing some of the comments. People said, oh, this can't be true. It's a conspiracy theory. Well, as it has happened in the last couple of days, just over the weekend, the DNR, that's the Department of Natural Resources in Michigan, has conducted two armed raids. Now, they left alone Mark Baker because he was willing to speak out and because he said, I'll be waiting for you. And he was waiting for them. So they selectively targeted the weak and the helpless. In this case, senior citizen farmers, a man who's about 65 years old. They targeted his farm. And he has a worker who's 75 years old who they interrogated. They brought in six vehicles, 10 men with guns to conduct this raid. And in anticipation of that raid happening, one of these farmers had to go through the heart-wrenching activity of putting a bullet through the heads of his own pigs in order to avoid being arrested as a felon before the DNR arrived. So what we have now, Alex, let me give you the names and the facts of this case. In Kalkaska County, one raid conducted at Fife Lake is the town name. The rancher there is Dave Tuxbury. Another raid in Sheboygan County at Renegade Ranch. Ron McKendrick was the victim farmer targeted there by the DNR. He is going to appear in court this Friday. There's a hearing in Sheboygan County. And all those listening who can attend and help support this are invited to come there at 9 a.m. There's going to be a court hearing. And he's going to present a legal strategy to try to fight back against this total outrageous tyranny, something that I'm calling domestic terrorism by Michigan government thugs. These people need to be arrested, Alex. That's what's happening in Michigan today.
That's right. And that's what they said in the law. They said felony charges, arrest, huge fines, and we'll come home without warrants and kill them. So instead, they just said, we're going to be nice. Kill your pigs and we won't arrest you. And again, I read the law on air weeks ago. It said any characteristic that we say, even if it's not recognized as, quote, being feral. And they say black spots, brown hair, red hair. I mean, there are hundreds of breeds of pig that look like that. You see them. I took my kids to the livestock show. There were pigs with black hair, pigs with red hair. And of course, these wild pigs get outbreed. But it's not the people who have pigs that they say might have characteristics of a feral hog that are causing the problem. Sure. I mean, this is so amazing how there is a feral hog problem across the country. But instead of saying, hey, folks, you see feral hogs, kill them, having a public service announcement, instead they just say it makes you a crime. You know, they can't find enough folks to bust for illegal drugs the government ships in. So now it's your invasive pig or it's your animal ID, your premises ID. This is it. But remember, Mike, we were wrong to warn of this, but now it's happening.
It's absolutely happening. Remember, a feral pig is merely a pig outside the fence. So these pigs were inside the fence. They were domesticated. They were livestock. They've been raised year after year for a long time. So now we have the state of Michigan criminalizing livestock. They are a gang of unindicted criminals running loose with guns across the state of Michigan, forcing farmers to murder their own livestock. And there's no indication that they're only going to stop with pigs. They could do this with birds, with chickens, with certain types of cows, with goats. They could just add to their list and go around murdering, just slaughtering animals all across the state.
Let me explain this for the people who don't understand farming. The beautiful Texas longhorn is really a 3,000-year-old, they think it goes back even before the Romans, but at least 2,000-year-old, Roman breed of cow, bovine, that was then brought into Spain by the Romans. The Spanish then, 500 years ago, just like horses, brought them in. They went wild like Mustang horses that are identical to, you know, regular breed of horses. You can capture them, domesticate them, breed them, make great workhorses, some of the best. Range horses for riding fence. That is called an invasive species because it's a feral cow. They're actually pretty well behaved and a good breed to have, very handsome as well. The point is, and they can live on scrub brush, a very hardy cow. It's a Spanish cow, but it even goes back to the Romans, like the bull mastiff dog. they take pigs that were domesticated, they get out, they're wild, and now they're saying, if your pigs look like what wild pigs look like, we're going to kill them. And then the guy who goes on your show, my show, when you were sitting in, they raid him. They picked him as an example. That's the breaking news here, Mike.
No, correction there. They avoided him. They raided other farmers who they saw as more vulnerable who weren't speaking out.
I was confused, and I thought you were saying it was the same guy. Oh, no, he was the guy warning about it.
Right. I may have misspoke. Mark Baker at bakersgreenacres.com, he was left alone because he said, we're waiting for you. And he went public and he filmed the video with his family and the farm and everything. So the DNR wouldn't touch him. Instead, they went after other friends in the industry who are also raising pigs who they saw as defenseless. So another legal tactic that they used, Alex, is the state DNR officials could not get a warrant in the counties where the farms existed. So they got warrants in other counties and then used that as an unconstitutional justification to come in and trespass on their property to violate their Fourth Amendment rights and then force them to make sure that they slaughtered their own pigs in order to avoid being arrested as felons. This is outrageous, Alex. This is the end of basic fundamental farming freedom in Michigan. We've got to stand up to this, and that's why I've called for the public arrest of these DNR officials. We've got to have a citizen's posse out there arresting these tyrants.
Well, bottom line, now, we've got our East Texas property. We lease it out for some deer hunting, and in my dad's entire life, he's never seen federally funded task forces of game wardens spilling onto our property and being very bossy. And now you're taking a deer in to get it processed. State police pull you over, scream at you like you're a criminal, even though you've got the tags and everything. They're looking for people to throw in prison. We've got the biggest prison population out there. So now they're going to say that all these small pig farms are invasive. And they say any pig we want, we can say has characteristics. It says they can say whatever they want. And who's funding this? Big Agro wants the small chicken producers shut down on record. They're financing that. They want small beef production shut down. I was just talking about it with our guest earlier, how they're saying people can't do veterinary work on their own animals now, which is standard for those that don't know. It's all Agenda 21, and that's what's happening here. They say in Agenda 21, all farm animals are invasive, and they want to abolish the practice of eating meat and are brainwashing school children right now. It's all happening. It's part of the takeover. They've done it in Europe in many areas.
We have got to resist this legally and lawfully, Alex. In great contrast to the new Black Panthers who were calling for shooting Whitey and so on, what we are calling for, at least what I'm calling for, is the legal, lawful, armed citizens' arrest of these renegade government tyrants who are slaughtering the livestock of farmers who are operating under complete compliance with USDA regulations and even existing Michigan regulations for farming. They're not doing anything illegal. You'd think they were running drugs or cooking meth or something by the way they're raided at gunpoint, but no, they're just raising livestock. Alex, it's insane. If we don't stop Michigan now, what else are they going to come up with? Where does this end?
Mike, we're going to have to get an update from you tomorrow here on the radio, maybe even the nightly news tonight. This is just incredible. But again, people said, oh, you're misinterpreting that. That's not going to happen. They'll never have an IRS checkpoint to not let you travel if you hadn't paid the, quote, tax. Now it's passed the Senate and the House. They'd never secretly arrest Americans and kill us, now law. They'd never spawn us without warrants, now law. I mean, there is no doubt that they have sent out swarms of agents to eat out our substance. Mike Adams, thank you for breaking this information.
Thank you, Alex. Great to join you today, and a great guest you had on earlier with James Wesley Rawls. Awesome guy.
Thank you. Well, so many great people out there fighting this tyranny. We're going to do it together. Okay, I want to go to this report. People kept saying, show us the video of the police saying you can't film in Georgia, there in the town where the man had the chickens and the Agenda 21 zoning said it was going to be a green space. He kept beating him in court. They said he couldn't have chickens, so his chickens all got poisoned, and then suddenly his house blew up. We went to Roswell, Georgia, Darren McBreen and Marcos Morales, our reporters, to investigate this, and the police pull up in front of the big old city hall building and get in their face and tell them they can't go inside. And then they watch other people go inside and take photos and stuff. So here is part of that report with Darren McBreen and Marcos Morales from Georgia, the proof that the police did this like it was North Korea. Here it is.
And you can record me, right?
I'm not recording you.
Okay.
All right. I have no reason to record you.
All right. So in order to talk to them, do we have to write something first? Or I don't understand. We're with KLBJ and Free Speech Systems in Austin, Texas.
Give me a card. Show me your credentials, and I'll run it up the pole for you. I'm 22, Sierra 2. Got two 54s here, claim they're with the news media, reluctant to show me any ID.
No, not reluctant. He's going to get it. Not
resistant. I said reluctant.
Not reluctant.
I said reluctant.
And I said reactive, and I'm correcting you.
No, you're not correcting me, sir. I'm correcting you.
I'm correcting the situation.
Turn the camera off, okay?
I have no legal obligation to do so. I'm documenting this case in particular, public servants in public, performing a public service.
So, watch him over there.
You're the one carrying the camera.
I'm just the cameraman.
Just need to see your ID, sir.
My identification?
Yes.
On what basis? I'm not infringing on any private property.
You bring a camera onto the property. You do not know who you are. I need your ID, please.
On what basis, though? Sir, if you need my press pass to show that we're pressed, this guy is the press.
You'll stand in front of the Jeep, please. I want to be over here where I can talk to you.
All right. One, two, three.
Three cop cars.
On public property.
Nobody in there in City Hall, and I said, well, and he said that there's a spokesperson, Marcos, that you talked to?
Yeah,
so I said, well, let me go talk to her, and I'll just ask her a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
And then this gentleman.
Yeah, he just went up to talk with Julie Bregville.
I told you to quit filming me.
Yes, sir, but you're a public servant on public property in a public place,
and we are media. How are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
We're not trying to be resistant. We're not trying to be...
I understand.
We're just doing our job that we've been sent out here to do.
No, sir. No, sir. You asked for a press pass.
I had to come back and get it. You asked me for a press pass, not ID.
And we aren't breaking any laws. So
I didn't say you were breaking laws. I said we have policies.
You said it was
regarding cameras on... Yeah, we don't allow it without a permit. I don't know that you were with the press. I told him to turn his camera off.
But the credentials are there.
A permit for a camera in America.
Here's what I can tell you to do. Okay? What I would do is contact you with Brettville.
And that's the person you talked to?
I have no idea who you talked to.
Yes,
man, I just tried to walk in the City Hall. I didn't know it would be such a fuss.
Brunette lady, short hair.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. We're here to figure all these facts out.
Well, if you would have said that to begin with, I could have referred you to the right place. But I believe you talked with Julie, and she sent you away.
She didn't send me away. She didn't tell me to leave. She didn't express any interest in me not
to. Did you not ask her if the city council was here?
That's exactly
right. And what did she say?
She said they're
part time.
They're not here. So I said, okay, let me go out. And in my head, I didn't tell her where I was going. She didn't tell me to leave. In my head, I decided I'm going to go out and confer with my reporter to figure out the next move. Okay. And in doing so, we decided you should go back in there and ask her if she wouldn't mind us shooting some footage.
Now, another thing I'm curious about, like you said, we had to be authorized media, but why wouldn't a person with a video camera, like, I'm from Austin, Texas, we have a huge city hall, and we could walk in with cameras and just, hey, how you doing, sir, and talk to people up the stairs inside the building. So imagine our surprise when we're just blocked right away. What are you doing with those cameras? It's just kind of odd to me. Yeah, but
can't answer that, sir.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you.
All right. Are we allowed to videotape the building, for example, for like a B-roll or something? I mean, is this privately owned property?
Yeah, I would check with Julie. Yeah, in Georgia, really, there's no publicly owned property. Everybody owns something.
Mm-hmm.
As far as property,
But I don't care what
Okay. Asking permission.
That's up to him.
If you can video, it's up to him. You can videotape the city hall. So, I mean,
he's more familiar with what that.
These guys need to move to North Korea, man.
Sure. And if he tells you, he asks you not to, then.
Okay, so you wouldn't be comfortable videotaping the building.
I'm not comfortable with you videotaping the building. And in Georgia, there's really no public property, boy. This is where Boss Hogg's from. And Roscoe Pico Train. We're just here to investigate the guy that had chickens and his house blew up. And it says the UN Agenda 21 was taking it for Green Zone right here in the city council. We'd like to go on the city council and talk to people. No, sir, you're not going to do that, boy. Back it up to where he was saying that. Well, we're running out of time. Well, I'm going to air this again tonight on the Nightly News, okay? We're going to come back. We'll play the end of this and the rest of it. And then they tell him, you can't go in the building. And Marcos is so polite. He went in there and he's like, is it this big building or that one, city council? He's like, who are you? He's like, oh, I'm just with the press here to cover. So he goes, okay, well, no, it's that building right there, which, by the way, he was in the right one. And he comes back out, goes, come on, Darren. All of a sudden, three cop cars zoom up. What do you do? Turn that camera off. What do you think? This is America? We don't allow cameras in North Korea. Hey, do you mind if we videotape this in front of the building? I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. I mean, this is... I shouldn't be laughing. I should be crying. This country's in deep trouble. Oh, boy.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
By the way, the Dukes of Hazzard is based in Georgia. We don't allow no cameras around here, boy. Get your chicken man dead. Now get out of town. I mean, I shouldn't laugh about it. And by the way, they didn't have their cameras rolling at first. because I had to get them on. Three cop cars zoom up. They jump out. Talk about the wicked flee as when none pursue. And again, this is the new America. And my wife went to church, and it was like, worship the police. Do whatever they say. I'm not doing what they say if it's illegal. We all know the police in North Korea are bad. We don't want our police to turn into that. And when you let them act like this, they do. Let's finish up this part of the clip. Go ahead.
Honestly. All right. Are we allowed to videotape the building, for example, for like a B-roll or something? I mean, is this privately owned property?
Yeah, and I would check with Julie. Yeah, in Georgia, really, there's no publicly owned property. Everybody owns something, mm-hmm. As far as property. But I don't care what
Okay. Just from the outside.
That's up to him. He's a city hall officer. So it's his, he's more familiar with what they allow at City Hall than I am.
Sure, sure.
And, if he tells you, he asks you not to, then...
Okay, so you wouldn't be comfortable with us videotaping the building?
I would like for you to talk with Julie Brentville, okay. Well, and if she says fine, I'm fine with it. I'm
just carrying out my duty. See, in North Korea and in that area of Georgia, and I guess in Nazi Germany as well, or Pol Pot's Cambodia, it's what they allow. I allow you to suck on my boots. I allow... She ain't giving her kid the vaccines? CPS them. We don't need no laws. We don't need no stinky law around here. We can do whatever we want. Ain't that right, Enos? Yeah, that's right, boss. That's right. You show them America's land of the slave. Let's watch a little bit more. They've got a bunch more. We're up there more than I'm actually going in my real accent now. We have to play more of this coming up tonight on the TV show, 7 o'clock. Go back to the video there, boys.
Peace. Here at City Hall.
You guys see much excitement in this small town?
Is that off now? Turn it off.
No, it's not off.
Yeah, we're up at Chicken Man's house. Well, go.
Yep.
Cool. You have any questions? Feel free to answer. I'll be glad to.
Were you called in on that at all for the Chicken Man? That's a tragic story.
Yes.
But they're off days, so neither one of us are here.
Unfortunately, off that day, so.
Oh, unfortunately, we were off the day his house blew up. Not a big deal, though. New world order, get used to it. You don't take the city hall in this area of Georgia. Get out of here, boy. We've got even worse stuff coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. But we're going to take you out here in just a moment with the Roswell, Georgia theme song now. But where are the Dukes of Hazzard? Well, they didn't get born. They were miscarriages. Mama took the vaccines. Well, one of them did, but he's unable to talk. So I guess, that's what the system has done to us, and I'm tired of it. Oh, we got American flags, but we don't have any freedom. You know what? You can keep the American flag if you want. I want the freedom. I love the flag because it symbolizes freedom. Now it symbolizes tyranny and corruption in this nanny state that is destroying our republic. We're going into an engineered collapse, Agenda 21, and it's time to wake up and realize that. It's time to spread the word and say no to tyranny. You are the Paul Revere's. White, black, Hispanic, old, young, Asian, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, agnostic, whatever your view of the world is, you better start defending liberty. I take you out here with their theme song for this hour. Here we go. Just some good old boys trying to steal your property. Trying to steal your First Amendment.
Never mean it no harm.
I'm just gonna arrest you, boy. You don't stop taping me.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law.
Except now they're the officers. Boss Hog World.
Straightening the curve.
Oh, yeah.
Flapping the view. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.